Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right, Texans football back in action. Tomorrow, 3 p.m.
Let's go.
Right here on Houston Sports Leader.
I love
your 3
p.m.
home.
Too.
Why is that?
Just a good time. Yeah, you can get some stuff done in the morning, you know, whatever errands, have a nice lunch, settle in, 3 p.m., then you can watch other games later.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is going to be the only one on at that time,
I
believe.
Man.
Do you?
I don't really.
You ain't got nothing to do.
I don't really. If I'm not fishing, I'm pretty much just hanging out.
Okay. Sounds like you're doing all right for yourself. But yeah, 3 p.m., you can get started at 12, get all up in the groove right here with Sean and Seth. They get you ready for the game.
He was just up here, too.
He was.
Yeah. We made amends.
That's not what I heard. But, again, always great to get your day started and get a game day started with those fine fellas. I don't know what to do after that. Like, how am I supposed to follow a – actually, I don't want to describe that noise. That's the noise. I don't know how I'm supposed to follow that. I'll do my best to trudge on. But football's coming, and with that being the case, like what are the storylines that we're looking forward to? We know that there's probably not going to be a ton of the starters.
Yeah.
D'Amico said that there's going to be a lot of the young guys for whatever, however you take that. So Mr. Newspaper Book Writer Man, what are the storylines? What are the top four storylines we're looking at here? And you play along, 713-572-4610.
And you know why I said four instead of three? Usually people go, what are the top three? What are the top five? What are the top 10? You know why I said four?
No.
Because we know the one everybody's thinking, offensive line.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to watch this game and not think that one of the big storylines is the offensive line.
Starters on the offensive line play here, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Maybe sans Cam Robinson because he didn't get back into work, did he?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, maybe. Oh, but on the other hand, you kind of want to see if Ursary is going to be the right tackle. You kind of want to see him at right tackle, you know, in a real game.
I would hope. But he didn't. That's my thing is. Well, and here's the thing. Also, you had a full scrimmage on Thursday.
Yeah.
And the physicality of the scrimmage is going to hit even the most, I imagine, the trenches. Mm-hmm. Like, do they then lean to some of the other guys to get more burn? But they really need to figure out what's happening on the offensive line. So I think they might throw those guys
At least a series, maybe more. You're going to see the quote-unquote starting offensive line, maybe minus Cam Robinson, probably minus Cam Robinson. But I think, yeah, I think that the offensive line is number one. So let's go to the next three.
Is there one dude on the offensive line that you're most intrigued for this particular game?
Two dudes, Jared Patterson and Jake Andrews.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Like, yeah, that's fair. That's mm-hmm. the one active start. Mm-hmm. I mean, of all the team, that's the one starting role that seems like it's up for grabs. Right?
Well, outside of CJ Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah, but that's the injury that's there.
But in terms
that
of like a competition?
Yeah, actual competition, that's the only one.
Yeah. So we're all in agreement, offensive line, we're all going to be watching that. We're all going to be passing judgment, jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, for the past 10 years, we've been watching the offensive line.
That's true. All right, so top three. I've got three. I don't know if you have similar or different ones or whatever.
I probably have different ones. You know me, I like being weird.
My number one by... And you're right. My number one.
I like that you stopped. You're like, no, I need to make sure. I also see that you're weird.
My number one right now is who steps out at safety. I because you said there's going to be some veterans that are not going to play. And D'Amico said it too. But you got to place who you think is going to be a safety in a pinch if you don't add a player.
Well, I mean, you got three.
You
got three safeties outside of the Kalen Bullock, right? Mm-hmm. That is going to you already knew were going to play. I don't think that you would consider them as kind of the vet guys. Mm-hmm. That's a weird phrase to use. Mm-hmm. But like the vet guys that you're, hey, you don't need no burn. Mm-hmm. It is MJ Stewart, who is next on the depth chart after CJ Gardner-Johnson. It is Miles Bryant. It is Russ Yeast. Mm-hmm. Those guys, I imagine, will get a lot of burn.
Right. And I want to see who steps out.
What sucks, though, is that you have Jalen Reed still dealing with that kind of, mm-hmm. was it leg injury? Whatever, sure. That was nondescript from what I could tell. But yeah, mm-hmm. that would he would gain the most, like especially in the same way we're talking about Shedeur Sanders having a large I imagine that Jalen Reed would get a lot of burn if he was available and up for this game, and I just don't imagine that he will be, which really makes me sad.
What I was going to say is I believe this is the opportunity of a lifetime for Russ Yeast, because you know what MJ Stewart is. You just know. I mean, he's, he might step out first, but this is truly like, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. We all face them at some point or another. I mean, you've got CJ Gardner-Johnson hurt. Yeast has been, showing a little bit more than on more than one occasion, when he's been out there, he's played some with the twos. And so maybe this might be, he's got a chance here.
Do you think if, let's say they do kind of show out in this preseason game or in preseason general, mm-hmm. do that make you a little more comfortable if the Texans decide not to bring in like a pure replacement for CJ?
You said a little more, and I'll go with that.
I was about to say, the answer is very clear, and it's going to be a no for that.
A little more. All right. The second big, third, technically, because we're all talking about the offensive line.
All right.
Big storyline for me is, you mentioned this as well, the young guys are going to play. All right, Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel.
Thank you.
All right, Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel.
Higgins is an interesting one. You mm-hmm. think Higgins gets a lot of burn, yes. especially since he's been one of the ones, or they're just going to lean
into him? He's a rookie.
Okay.
He's a rookie. He's going to play a lot.
I sure hope so, because Higgins is a dude who I want to see even more what he can do in these contexts.
Yeah.
I think also what will be even bigger for me is the joint practice that you get with the Panthers next week. Is mm-hmm. it Panthers? That's right. But more like this mm-hmm. is obviously first opportunity to see him against not the most ridiculous secondary that we've got.
Yeah.
Event. So I want to see how much how he's utilized, how much he flashes. Noel also will be interested for a different reason, which is, does that flash that he's had, the ability to just the knack that he has to get open, does that translate here as well? And I imagine mm-hmm. it does, but just to what degree? Like, are we talking about, oh, that's cool, or are we talking about, oh, there's star power in here?
Yeah, I want to see them both, because and the main thing with Jaden Higgins, and this is not a slight, is Jalen Noel's been getting, there's more buzz around him right now than Higgins. So let's see what they both can do. Young guys, lights are on, as D'Amico Ryan said, the lights are on. Let's see what happens. Make some plays, young fellas. Make some plays.
I strong agree. That's absolutely mm-hmm. one that I want to see. And yes, which Jaden will have the best performance is also very much a story. Actually, that would be a great way to put it, because mm-hmm. then you incorporate not just your two Iowa State wide receivers. Then you incorporate J-Rock, Jalen Smith.
Right.
Who, how does he show up? Because he's next man up on cornerback, mm-hmm. At least in my mind. Of course, it feels like he's, and not it feels like, you look at the depth chart, above Tremont Smith, above Damon Darnett, mm-hmm. who were guys that we looked at as like the veterans to possibly be depth guys.
Yeah.
Does he continue to show up in that way as well?
Yeah. And then the third one for me in terms of storylines tonight, tight ends. I'm going into training camp, into the offseason, into this first game. We like it. We like what we're kind of seeing. Let's see it. Let's see. I want to see how. I don't know if Dalton Schultz is going to play. I think he might be one of the guys that doesn't play.
I can see that.
But if he does, let's see how he looks in this offense as a pass catcher. I think Kay Stover is going to play a lot. I think they want to get him some reps in various situations. I also want to see, and we've seen hints of this at training camp, the tight end flexing outside a little bit. It's not like they're going to spill the playbook in front of everybody, but they did it in training camp. They'll probably do some of that. Let's see how some of these games and some of these matchups that they try to set up.
So the top four for you does not include any running back situations here.
But it's a good arguable point. Is that yours?
It's one of them.
One of them?
Yeah. One of them, sure. Cam on the YouTube page, great point. One ready to see what Woody can do. Woody Marks is one of those guys. You know, he's one of my pet cats for this training camp. And it feels like we've gotten taste, but we haven't had an opportunity for him to shine. This feels like a great opportunity for him and Juwar Jordan to shine, right? Like, I feel like this is a great spot. And Juwar has been great in practice as well.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like this preseason, and especially where, do you feel like Nick Chubb might be one of those guys that doesn't play?
No, there's no way Nick Chubb's going to play.
Right?
So because they want to see all these guys.
It feels like there's going to be a lot of room for Woody and Juwar to have some shine, see what they can do. That's going to be a really fun thing to see and see
JJ
exactly
Taylor,
how good.
Dare.
Yeah.
Dare always plays.
Do we need to see Dare?
We don't, but he always plays. He just does. Do you have any?
No, Miles was going to be the running back position, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I know Nick Chubb probably ain't going to play, but I do want to see the rookie.
Woody Marks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do want to see how he looks. And if he's actually looking pretty all right, mm-hmm. that could be a good sign, man.
How excited are you for just Davis Mills at the helm of this? Because, like, Davis has had a good camp throwing the football. Nah, I heard Seth making this mention when they were talking about it earlier with B. Scott. And it's a great point. Like, I think Davis also gives you a great chance for those guys like Higgins and Noel to show out because he's been throwing the ball really well.
Mm-hmm.
But also, hey, billboards exist, right? Like, this could be one of those continued billboard games. I know when Davis Mills comes up, a lot of people immediately get to the, well, can you trade him from somewhere? Like, will the Saints trade for him? I don't think the Saints are in a place where they would want to, mm-hmm. and nor should they. However, this could be a great billboard for Davis Mills, who may be, you know, looking like the best version of himself to possibly set up for, hey, if you need a quarterback at some point, come talk to Nick Caserio.
Yeah, I get it, and it's always on the table. But when you fancy yourself a contender, and this team does, you got to have that reliable backup, that big. And he's had a really good camp, man. I think he's had more power in his throws. I think he's been throwing a better ball. That not just the accuracy. People talk about, you know, CJ's been a little bit off with accuracy. I think he's got more velocity on his ball. Maybe I'm wrong, but you watched him. So we'll see. Do you have any others?
It's kind of just thinking about Davis Mills. It's kind of wild that we didn't even question the backup quarterback situation at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's been his job the whole time.
And you have to have that if you're a contender.
Yeah. You usually don't have that. Usually you have backups in and out and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. He's been solid.
No, that's been the beauty. And I guess I
didn't even have to worry about the backup.
No.
I wanted to just be like, yeah, I agree with you. But then I almost went to a place where I started talking bad about folks, which I'm trying to do better about. I'm trying to be a better version.
You're talking
of myself.
Bad about folks. What?
Well, yeah, when you started talking, you know where I was about to go. You talked about quarterbacks. We've mentioned two of them. Two of them we have not. I'll leave it there. Anyways, from the 832, I am 100% in agreement here. And I was like, is it too nerdy to say this? So thank you, Texter. I want to see how the fullback position comes into play because this week threw me for a little bit of a loop. I've probably talked way too much about Jakob Johnson and, you know, how they're going to utilize him, how they've kind of had him running at tight end, where he ultimately fell on the tight end depth chart.
Yeah.
And then they bring in Dalton Keene, who is a fullback tight end type guy that has been here
before.
He's
got a bunch of fullbacks.
But
I haven't seen him.
But yeah, I was working off of the idea that, hey, Jakob Johnson is here. British Brooks, I guess, could kind of be sort of fullback-like as well. I thought, okay, well, Jakob Johnson, clearly leader in the clubhouse, has a familiarity with some of the offense. And so for you to get, you know, a few weeks into training camp and go, hey, Dalton Keene, you want to come through? I was like, hey, what does that actually say about how they feel about Jakob Johnson and how he's coming along? Because he's looked fine as a pass catcher, and they have not done a lot of running with a fullback. But when he has, I'm like, all right, he looked like a fullback. So I thought that, okay, this is going to be fine. You go when you work, that's it.
Yeah.
But then bringing another fullback type player in addition to like the ones that you kind of have.
Yeah.
Kind of scratches. It makes me scratch my head and think, what are they looking at? What does that say about Jakob? Does that mean that they are not so satisfied
maybe
with what they're getting out of that general position? And I mean, I don't know exactly what I'll be able to take of that from this Vikings game, but I'm hoping to maybe get some insight into that, though.
Or as the texter put, just are they going to use it? At some point, you got to work on these things.
Well, they need to.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about the, the Earnhardt, I forget what the name of the offense is, but the way that they go things, actually, and that's more about calling it, but New England Patriots type things, they like using that fullback.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you're going to need him as a pass catcher in like the modern iteration of things, but they like having that fullback, and I think the proof that we have is that none of your tight ends are going to be able to do that consistently.
Yeah.
For you. So you're probably going to need to lean into that spot in a way with somebody that is, suited for it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have any others, but I just thought of another one. I should have thought of this earlier. It still wouldn't be in my top three, but I'm definitely going to see the storyline, not just on the interior defensive line, because, obviously Fadakasi is not going to be there. Kurt Heinisch is not going to be there, but Tommy Togiai's had a very good camp. He's D'Amico Ryan's favorite player, apparently. At least if you listen to D'Amico, and he played
consistent,
the most consistent. Make sure you get it right from D'Amico, the most consistent player on the team. But this guy might really be a factor, and he's gonna play because they're kind of shorthanded on the interior anyway.
Yeah. What does his development look like? Or is there more development to be wrung out from him, or is it just kind of that's what he is as very solid replacement defensive tackle? That you're comfortable getting in there, you're comfortable starting if you need to, but maybe isn't as much of, as much as a type of guy as you're getting out of Rankins and even maybe Fatukasi. Fair thing to bring up is the kicker. I have not seen another kicker in camp. I don't think that they're even trying to make that a contention. But remember, one of the things that it feels like in camp that we need to get a feel for is Kaimi going to be the same Kaimi that he was prior to last year, or is it going to look kind of a little bit like that? Because I hate to do this, but, these things trend to, like, even the best kickers, we've seen them get to a place where they start looking lesser. Mm-hmm. I can name a number of kickers that I loved, especially fantasy-wise. You go, that guy's great, and you look up a few years later, and you're like, ooh, this is not that good. I hate to say that you're getting to a place where you have to be concerned about that, but you did see a downturn in what Kaimi was last year.
It would be almost more alarming if he has a bad preseason, Fairbairn, because there's no pressure.
Yeah.
It's like zero pressure. They're just working on their special teams. If he starts missing some, that's a good point.
About the long snapper, or is that a little too nerdy?
Oh, we have a new long snapper. That's right.
That gets interesting because Tucker Addington, who was the guy who you brought in immediately when you left, John Weeks go, you let him go. Mm-hmm. He has also been cut from where he was prior. So now, he is on the street
again. Is he
rolling
it back there?
I don't. That's a great question. those are kind of some smaller things. Yeah. Is your long snapper that you currently have on the roster, is he doing his things well?
Will y'all hit the panic alarm if some type of mishap happened with the long snapper?
If Brinkman is rolling it back there,
this preseason.
I think anyone would. Yeah, that's so crucial, and we don't think about it until it happens.
I don't know that the Texans would, though, because it seems like when D'Amico was asked about Brinkman, and, D'Amico is, he's inclined to just kind of, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about how, he's got the other specialists are experienced in helping him through things, and just in a general sense, not necessarily that he was dealing with something.
Yeah.
But I imagine that they could pretty easily get to a place where they're like, he's young. The experience that he has around him will help him steady the ship. So I don't know if they would get to that place, but maybe, who knows? Maybe it's just the degree of how bad it looks if it was to go bad for Brinkman. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our lunchtime confessions as we typically do. We will do it next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How about us? How about us? How about Sports Radio 610 getting that Marconi finalist nomination yesterday? It's making the rounds today, and it's awesome. My confession is this. I kind of got a problem with the whole thing, if this is the case.
Look at you nitpicking.
Here we go.
Is it nitpicking?
Yes.
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. So, five finalists.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in October, they're going to announce the winner. And if we do not win, which obviously we're all hoping that we do, the Marconi.
Do you know that?
Do we all want to win? Figgy, do you want to win?
Yeah.
Really?
No, I'm just playing. Of course I want to win.
Of course. I looked it up briefly. I don't think they announce first through fifth, just the winner.
Sure.
Kind of like the Academy Awards, which I figured, but I did look it up. I want to make sure if we don't win, we at least beat Nashville. We got to beat Tennessee. I want to see the final numbers. I want to see the final vote. Even if we don't win, we better be damn sure be ahead of Tennessee. We ain't going to fall behind Tennessee.
So we're trying to get at least fourth and Tennessee
at
last.
Fourth and
you'd
Tennessee
be fine
last.
With fourth.
That makes a difference to me. Can't lose.
There's no way that they
so
will
is
rank.
This a
there's no way whatsoever.
So. I looked it up.
Is this a Amy Adams
it's
connection?
It's just a Tennessee. Screw them. Yeah, but probably the gist of it is Amy Adams strong.
Oilers.
Yeah. Yeah. Oilers, all that stuff.
Yeah, that's the one thing that just can't happen. Like, mm-hmm. I highly doubt that there will be a ranking.
Mm-hmm.
It just can't be we don't win and they do.
Yes.
That's all it
that,
is.
That would yeah. be the worst that's case scenario.
Like, and that's just high level hating, but you know what? It's just going to have to be hating. That's fine.
Of course it is.
It just can't be that. So, mm-hmm. all them others, I'm rooting for obviously Sports Radio 610, but I'm also rooting for for the ticket in Detroit. Mm-hmm. I'm rooting for the Sports Hub. Yeah. I just not y'all, Nashville, not you.
I kind of don't want Philly to win, man. Mm-hmm. They won the Super Bowl.
That's fair.
I need to win. Oh, yeah, okay.
And it was loud as hell over
there. They was throwing our old station off.
So the lowest we should finish then is third.
Singing
Philly and Tennessee.
They was sitting there singing Creed and all that stuff. Shout out to Hugh Douglas, but
who was that? Hugh Douglas was cool.
That's my man.
They back in. He was dope.
That's my man. But singing Creed and
they
all
was getting
that
on
stuff?
Ron's last
yes.
nerve.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So third at worst is what we want to
be. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So I know we were just talking about the top four storylines per John Lopez mm-hmm. for the Texans game. I gotta admit, I don't know that it's fair. I am going to be watching the hell, almost maybe to the point of possibly actually documenting. Nick Caley is play caller.
Mm.
That has been deeply interesting to me going into this season just generally. And I don't even know exactly what all I'm looking for, but just like maybe tendencies. And again, I don't know how fair that is because it's not like he's calling from the fullness of his playbook by any means in preseason game one. But what are the things that he is willing to show us? Like, how does he go about things? Are they getting the plays in quickly? Like, just what are the things that we can take from a Nick Caley-led offense, not just the offense itself, but how he's actually handling it on game day?
Yeah.
Is this the first time he's going to handle it in this capacity?
I think that's a great point and a great confession because we should have gotten to that in the last segment.
Yeah, I'm just like, and this is the thing is, again, it's preseason. During training camp, we're going to take all of this and try and talk about it while understanding that to some degree, you have to take it with a grain of salt. More things will come and, you know, override the kind of assumptions and thoughts that we've developed during this time. However, with all that we have ahead of us, or all that we'll have in front of us being this game, I can already feel myself going way too far on. See, like, he clearly is throwing too many pitches, and like, I can see myself getting to that place. I already know. What's about
that? Why did he do a reverse there?
Oh, we've had that conversation.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I gotta confess, man, I'm a bit of a hypocrite. Mm-hmm. So remember around this time, I forgot, it might have been months ago, I was talking about how silly it was to pre-order a video game that's digital video game. And I'm like, what? Like, I didn't really understand the perks of it. And a lot of people were saying, oh, yeah, sometimes you could get it 3 days early and you get this special edition and all that stuff. Well, I actually pre-ordered a video game. I want to say it was like 3 weeks ago. I went on and pre-ordered it. It was supposed to come out today. And last night I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I wonder, did it come out early? Did I get some new perks? So I went to it and it started downloading. I'm like, ooh, I can play it right now. It's like 8 o'clock. I'm like, ooh, it's about to be fun. So I sat there, waited the whole time while the game
downloaded.
Oh, you
were watching it download?
I was sitting there watching it download.
You set yourself up.
I was sitting there like, yeah, okay. For it to say, it will be ready in 1.5 hours.
Oh, Lord.
I'm like, what was the purpose of pre-ordering this? Like, they gave you no perks. And the game, by the way, is called Mafia Old Town.
It's called Bait and Switch.
I'm a hypocrite because I was complaining about people pre-ordering stuff. I'm bad to it, man. What was the purpose of pre-ordering the game?
So you ready when it's time. You feel me? Like you pre-prepared yourself.
But I also could have woke up this morning, purchased the game, and all would have been the same. Yeah. Unless they just going to jack up the price or something like that. Well, I'm like, what was the purpose of that? They was pressuring me to pre-order it.
Yeah, they were.
They kept sending emails and notifications, pre-order, for what?
To get that money in.
Yeah, what, it's going to sell out?
It's not like it's going to sell out.
Yeah. So I just...
They got you, Figgy. That should be your confession. They got me.
Yeah, they got me. So irritated.
All right, so yet another thing that I'm not real proud of, but I did. Let me say this first. I would never. We talked about the things being thrown on WNBA courts yesterday.
Yeah, I was like,
I think WBA. It's stupid. It's obviously dangerous. I don't know what these people are trying to prove. There's misogyny involved. There's all kinds of hate involved. It's awful. It's dumb. It's stupid. Stop it.
But
that said, when I saw, I said I wasn't proud of it. When I saw that yet another, of these objects was thrown on the court last night, and I saw that it was purple, I went to check the odds. What was purple? What'd you get if you won? What'd you get if you bet on purple?
People
last
were
night?
Really betting on that?
Yeah.
How do you bet on this?
I don't know. And
I never understood that.
And I wouldn't do that either, because I'm obviously against it, like all of us. But I was like, I wonder what some fool won on that. And I couldn't find the odds because for that reason. But apparently, a lot of people have been betting on like the color of this thing that's going to be thrown. And purple, they've all been lime green. That was the odds-on favorite, obviously.
Allow me to quote the great Michael Jeffrey Jordan from a public service announcement that he did back in the 90s. Stop it. Get some help. Yeah. Like, you betting on what objects will be thrown onto the playing surface. Yeah, that's right. Not the object. What the color of the object that you're not supposed to throw on the field that will get thrown onto the field of play. Mm-hmm. You are a sick human being.
Yeah, you are.
I need you to stop. Yeah. And honestly, I'm going to be an equal opportunity, hater in this moment. Who are these sports books taking the odds on that? Because in a way you're kind of encouraging it, because I'm sure that there's someone out there that thought, I could buy a ticket and go throw something on my court, which I feel like is complete opposite of what you want in this instance. Somebody said, what were the odds? All right, no,
I couldn't find them, but I know that people, it's been out there that people have been betting a lot on that. But
unbelievable.
Purple, huh?
You talk about getting got. I also was got yesterday. So a friend of mine was in town. I was like, hey, I hadn't been to Killens. Let me actually make that move. So myself and my friend, we went, had dinner. Fantastic dinner, however. Looked at the menu. I was like, all right, we spending money today. Ain't no problem. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's so many good things on the menu. What am I going to get?
Yeah.
And what do you typically do when you can't make a decision on what's happening?
I get them all.
You get them all?
Get them all. Well, you know how they have like one meat, two meat, three meat?
Yeah.
I go ahead and get the three meat and then take home whatever you're not going to eat.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
You know what I did? I asked the server.
Oh,
what? I was like, you know, what do you usually get? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, what's your recommendation? You wonder what was recommended to me?
I can tell you. Let me guess, and I think I have a good idea. All right. Because they're always trying to push
chicken or something.
Nope, they're always trying to push turkey.
Turkey, that's
no, it wasn't a turkey.
They're always trying to push because they have excess.
Yeah. It just happened to be the most expensive thing on the menu.
Brisket?
it was a
like a beef rib or 28
something? 28-pound short rib.
Yeah.
That joint was delicious, though.
Oh, you
though.
Got the dino rib, the big one?
I got the big old rib.
Yeah.
And then my dumb self, who had not eaten in too many hours, mm-hmm. also was like, hey, let me get a side and then Brussels sprouts and let me get that.
Yeah,
I had so much food.
Yeah.
I got so bad because I already knew like a 28-pound or 28-ounce, you know, dino rib or whatever, short rib. I was like, all right.
You got to go caveman
exactly.
at that point.
But in my head, I was like, well, I'm just going to eat beef today with no sides. I'm like, let me get this side. And it was way too much. And I was not happy about what I paid. Not necessarily that I was mad at them. I was mad at myself.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I ordered a lot of food. It was more food than I was going to eat. And I didn't have to do any of that. I just went way too far.
Yeah.
Way too far on the day. Mm-hmm. And so I got, and I have no one to blame but myself.
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 from 346. You see the new way of betting is calling the gambler's hotline and gambling that a man or woman answers the phone. Yeah, if you end up in that place, you are beyond help.
Have you seen the ones on the Angel Reese missed shots? If she misses her first shot, they're betting on that.
Unbelievable. All right, appreciate you rocking with us right here on a Friday. Hope your Friday is going well. Coming up next, again, we talked about the Astros getting back into it versus the Yankees today. Apple TV. Plus game at 6:05 first pitch. But I was looking, I was watching MLB Network, and they had their ranking of the managers in baseball right now and the performances they've had this year. As you might imagine, Joe Espada, highly ranked. How do you feel about the Astros skipper now? Because I know that he has been, you know, much embattled at various points. 713-572-4610. Let's talk about Espada next. Yeah, been a good Friday thus far. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Excited. For spring training game number, spring training, for, I'm thinking baseball, for.
It's a split squad.
Preseason.
That'd be great if the NFL had split squad games.
Would it?
Yes. Everybody would have to play. You can
Why does
see
that?
Everybody for more time on the field.
I don't think that's how that works. Do you remember what a split squad game is?
Yeah.
How does that mean everybody's on the field?
Because you'd have to play them.
Wait, so explain to the people that don't know.
I don't understand what he's doing right now.
Explain to the people
baseball,
that don't know what
have,
it is.
You can have a split squad. One playing in Kissimmee, or not Kissimmee, in Clearwater. One playing in that. So you send teams to both.
Yeah, and usually the teams are made up of like some of your kind of typical starters and some
veterans,
young players,
et cetera. So if the NFL did it, you only have so many players.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to play
the
whole.
If you split the squads, you'd have to play everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which just means double the knocks that you take in a way, and I don't think that everybody's in for that. But training camp game number one, training camp preseason. That's the word. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of words this time of year. Preseason game number one tomorrow, 3 p.m. versus the Vikings. You'll hear it right here on Sports Radio 610. But this weekend, also excited for the Astros and headed into the weekend. Not that I did not know this about Joe Espada, but it's good to see. Everyone else outside of the Houston area, outside of the Astros fan base, show a little love to the Astros. And also specifically Joe Espada. This was Greg Amsinger, who works for MLB Network. He put together his list of the top managerial performances of this 2025 baseball season. And you won't be surprised to find who he had at number one.
The Brewers are the best team in baseball, in my opinion.
Number two. They're in for a tailspin.
Well, let me tell you, he's got a lot of pitching depth that he's enjoyed, and the lineup has been consistent, and every team deals with injuries. But no manager has dealt with injuries more than Joe Espada, who's number one on Greg's list. The Astros are 64-50. They're in first place in the AL West. This guy, 14 players currently on the injured list. Including Yordan Alvarez. We don't know what we're going to get for them. And I'm not going to stumble. 7 starting pitchers on the IL for Joe Espada.
could you not? By the way, it's not 14 anymore. It was 8. Well, it's going down again.
Yeah, I think that's where he was. Yeah. It had gotten up to 19 at its highest. Yeah. I do love that he was just like, hey, man, won a lot of games and Jordan, yeah, we still don't know. It's like, you got to feel. But yeah. Joe Spada, like, getting a lot of love, and obviously the injuries make it very evident, but it did make me wonder, like, is this enough to kind of overcome what has been – there's been a lot of noise around a manager who has, won the division and everything around Espada for people having criticisms of them. And I wanted to get a feel for how do you feel about the skipper at this point for your Astros?
I think it's a no-brainer, and it would be an insult if he's not manager of the year. It has been that good of a job. We've touched on this even months ago, a couple of months ago, a month and a half. I felt like he won it toward the tail end of the first half of the season before the All-Star break. Like what they were doing, they were devastated with injuries. The pitching was obviously hit the most. It was incredible, and they won, what was it, at one point, 17 of 20 games or something like that? And they've continued to kind of hold off the Mariners. It's getting interesting, but holding them off. It's a no-brainer. Joe Espada is the best manager in the MLB this year.
And if you'll allow me to kind of get into the nerdery of some sorts, I think it's one of the ways that I look at things. I know that we talk about the Texans, especially at the top with Caserio looking at things, not from a results standpoint, but from a process standpoint. Because I think that at times you could talk about results for Espada, but then process was criticized a good amount. I kind of want to – where are you looking at the process? Because obviously they've been able to win the games. You mentioned that they're, obviously managing to win baseball games even in the midst of injuries. I think process-wise, it's been interesting the way that he's been able to bring along players. I think one of the big things that I know pops up for you and me as well is the ways in which they've shifted the type of baseball they're playing. They've gotten a little bit more small ball at times to make sure to manufacture runs in the understanding that, hey, your guys who are supposed to be swinging the bat big are either injured or maybe not delivering in that same way. Yeah. Like, that has been good to see. What for you have you looked at with the process, especially as the criticisms of Espada have existed process-wise, especially at times?
Look, the interesting thing, and I think it's just a real credit to Joe Espada, is he's doing all this, not just with the injuries and everything we just talked about, but he's kind of going counter to the way baseball is played right now. I mean, I'm sure there are, analytics guys telling him, no, do this. This is what works. These are the numbers say, et cetera. Launch angle, blah, blah, blah. And no, he's kind of going against it. And I think the best part of this story is no fault, like zero fault of his own. He took the job, He was criticized from the start. Like, he was doubted at best, criticized at worst, and by and large, just because he was the next guy in the room. He was the guy that they brought in. He was considered to be more of a puppet, for Jim Crane and others, Dana Brown, et cetera. Like, oh, he's not going to make any decisions on himself. But he is. He's doing this. The product on the field, the way they're playing the game, is a Joe Espada, production. And the other thing that he's done, let's go back to spring training, the actual spring training, not the NFL spring training. When you don't make the decision,
I deserve that one.
You don't make the decision to bring Cam Smith up to the big leagues. The general manager has a lot of influence, but you don't make that decision unless the manager, number one, signs off on it.
Yeah.
And number two, can make it work.
And boy, has he made it work. Yeah. Like him. And of course, I think that in this day and age, managers can't operate as unilaterally as they once did. Like they clearly have to have the support of their front office and their general managers who, exert a lot of influence over decisions day to day. But them getting on the same page and having Cam Smith not just get out there, but making that decision to move him out to right field and ultimately being proven right very quickly, I think that they deserve credit for that. I think even as things have gone along through the injuries, they've had to utilize Cam Smith. I think I've liked the ways that they've tried to, roll him back a little bit, give him a little bit of rest at times. How do you feel about, the ways that he's handled, like, Jose Altuve and some of those decisions on the way that they've operated defensively?
I think Altuve is a little bit of a different story. I think Dana Brown and Altuve himself and Joe Espada were all involved in how they're going to utilize it, because obviously Jose Altuve has a lot of stroke in this organization, and nothing happens you know, in his game without him, you know, really wanting to do it. So I think that's a little bit separate. But all these other things, I mean, Joe Spada was criticized just as a manager too early on in his tenure, just like the typical X's and O's in management and all that. But remember this, last year, I just looked at the story, quote unquote, two prominent Houston Astros have expressed concerns over new skipper. They were talking about communication issues. Remember that, Figgy? And we, you know, we talked about it. It was a big story. Like, oh boy, you know, do they not have confidence in Joe Espada? The communication issue. Is he not doing the job, et cetera, and doing what, you know, the managers in baseball, as we all know, they're not necessarily X's and O's coaches as much as they're, you know, they're leaders of men. You know, they manage the clubhouse because it's so long and personalities and how you do it, et cetera. So that has gone by the wayside. We damn near forgot about it.
Yeah. What would be his biggest kind of, I guess, blow up of sorts? Would that be the Framber Valdez getting out after that game?
But that wasn't him.
Well, you could say that the shift in the outfield was him, which
no,
again, I
because
think
they pointed to the defensive coach, and I apologize that it's not bench coach that aligns the now he has to sign off on it. You know, obviously, but the coach helped me out, Texters, that aligns the outfielders on every at bat. I forget his name. That's who Framber was specifically criticizing. But by extension, Espada has to sign off on those shifts and such.
Right, and I think he said, you know, Espada came out after and said, you know, hey, it feels like or I wish he would have come to me with that. I think that if you wanted to talk about you know, communication, I do think that that is something that popped up where your starting pitcher got to a level of frustration where he said that. And I think you very much at that time said that's probably not the first time that frustration has been there. So
that's one thing
that I would point to. Another thing I will ask you, do you feel like when it comes to this criticism of Espada that there's been some progress made? Because I think one of the big criticisms that's come from him was what he had to say about Jose Abreu. At the time when Jose Abreu was very clearly not holding up his end of the bargain. But, of course, your manager is going to support him. But he supported him very full-throatedly. Do you feel like that, feeling like, you know, maybe he is sugarcoating things to the max, do you feel like that has shifted at all? Mm-hmm. Or maybe that's just been easier to stomach because of the ways that you've had some good performances?
No, I think you have to give him some of the burden on that because, I just talked about, you know, you don't do these things on the field with people like Cam Smith. Well, same thing, even though that was more Jim Crane, Jeff Bagwell, all that were really so much behind that decision, it's still on him. So that was, to me, that was fair. You know, the fair criticism to last to stick that long
at that point. Yeah, but I'm saying, do you feel like that shifted at all? I mean, he still ends up being pretty positive. And I think how much, I guess this is the question I need to ask, because I feel like this year, all the criticisms will be either Christian Walker or the injuries and the ways that they've divulged information. How much of that do you place at his feet, or how much of that do you kind of put towards the entirety of the organization? Because he has willingly been still kind of part of the mouthpiece of the Astros organization that has given us, well, he's feeling better, and then we end up with a guy who's on the IL.
Look, the Christian Walker thing, as I mentioned with Abreu, still on him. He does have a say in that. The injury thing, I would put barely any on him. That is an organization. This is an organization that doesn't let people talk to trainers, athletic trainers. That's not necessarily his decision. That's way up the ladder, probably on the very top rung of the ladder.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I see you on the text line, many people talking. One of the people on the text line mentioning that Espada has had a fair amount of good luck as well, talking about the minor leagues that have come in and overachieved. It does feel like they've done a good job as a team to put those guys in place a success, but of course those guys have to ultimately deliver, so you have to give them credit there. But all things considered, he absolutely deserves a level of credit here. I just wanted to kind of take an opportunity to, you know, get a feel for how we're feeling about Joe Espada now after he's had his fair share of criticism. It has popped up to some degree, but it seems like there's a lot of good feeling towards him, especially as the team continues to produce at a much better rate than it had previously and through some really, really tough adversity. To the point of it feels like he's absolutely manager of the year right now.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer. By the way, Jason Bell, is aligning the major league field coordinator, outfield coach, is the one that lines him up every at bat.
I do appreciate from the 713. Sometimes you got to stand on business. I've wanted Joe fired for 3 years, and it seems like that has not changed at all for them. So you know what? I can't knock the hustle there, right? Yeah. Like, if you're just like, nope, I know what I see. I know what I think. That's what it is.
It was a time, I want to say, last season when it was kind of started off a little rough and it was a skid. And, and you know, Joe Espada, he's not Dusty Baker, where he ain't going to throw anything or, you know, get loud and all
right.
that stuff.
You're right.
So I felt like we was kind of criticizing them on that too. Like, hey, we got to do something. Come on, man.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Light a fire.
Make no mistake. I criticized them earlier on.
That was one, and he stood the course, and they eventually made a run, man. A crazy run.
He's stayed steadfast on his kind of approach, and it seems like it has paid off to this point with the way that he operates for your Houston Astros. Big weekend series. I don't think it's one that they should have issues with, but a big one nonetheless versus the Yankees. Get started tonight at 6:05 Apple TV Plus if you're trying to watch that one. All right, coming up next, let's kind of have a little bit of a review of the week and when it comes to training camp. What are some of them, or actually not even the week, training camp thus far, what are some of the most telling training camp quotes that we've gotten of late as we head into preseason game number one? We'll do that next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.